Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Amanda Gracier, Scott Shin, Chainsaw Hunter, Rodder Prime, Morgan Fitzmaurice, Alex Weltlinger, Jeanette Arstrand, Sazan Dorable, Erica Greitzer, Jay Iannuzelli. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 100 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am Rosen GM Alex Newell, with me today for 100th episode I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
We've spent more time in here than I think I've spent outdoors in total.
Yeah. That's only this studio, or the other four before.
Oh, you used the word studio for the ones before now. That's adorable.
Corridors.
Yeah.
And who are you all playing?
Grizzop Drick Act Amsterdam.
Hamid Salah Harun Al Tahan.
Who's asking? That's Sasha Rackers. By now, you might have figured it out.
And Azu.
And for episode 100, I thought I'd do something really special, which is start with the party already TPK.
Yay! Celebration! Here's a balloon!
It's really pushing the boat out, but I think that we're really going to get on the map with this episode.
Thanks for this treat, Alex. So does that mean that we just get to rest while you describe what happens to us?
So basically what we'll do is we're going to sit here quietly.
Oh, nice.
We're going to call the episode Long Rest. And then at the end of it, you'll all be awake with all your abilities again.
Yay! like that 7 minutes
and
of
completely
silence,
new characters.
But what?
Wait. No.
So
I just made this character.
Yeah.
No, this, you've had it for ages now.
It's like it doesn't seem
15 whole episodes or something. That's
really?
Forever.
15 sessions is quite, that's quite a decent campaign.
And
actually,
given how dense it's been, that it has worked out as about 15 hours that you've been Azu. Now I think about it in game time.
Just bring back, like, I don't know, her sister, Bazu.
I mean, all the way longer through the alphabet. Dealing with Zazu, who is a bird.
For this special, we've got Rowan Atkinson.
Oh my gosh.
A real treat.
So, as a minor recap, I believe you were all transporting the heart of Aphrodite.
Yes.
To
the most powerful object in the world that was super important that we not let it fall into the wrong hands. That one.
But yeah, the one
that
they just
got
gave
from
us
a dragon.
They gave us a coach with like four guys, and we're like, yeah, off you go, it'll be fine.
I mean, it was
an armored coach, I think,
with four guys.
Well, plus you lot
and us.
We're supposed to be good at this.
I mean, speaking, you're approaching the best the world has to offer. Take a moment and consider that.
Look.
Dear.
Demonstrably, that is not the case.
And yeah, you may have gotten a bit ambushed by... We had a technical term for them, and I cannot remember what it was.
Blokes!
That's it, yes.
Loads of blokes.
Some
lads.
Oh yeah, it was interspersed with some lads, but nonetheless, the lad-bloke combo managed to just 1-2 punch you guys all to the ground. And the last thing that happened was Azu passing out, overwhelmed by both lads and or blokes.
Yeah, that's a Saturday night. Zing!
Right.
Sorry.
Just a big heap of them.
I like the idea of being overwhelmed by lads and blokes. You're just in a club and you're like, oh, there's so many lads and blokes here, I just need to...
They're all in suits and top hats. Take the gentlemanry.
Doing a choreographed dance number. All for me!
So, first things first.
That would be...
Can everybody give me a fort save, please?
I'm in my happy place, Alex.
You all know that episodes start well with saves.
Fort save.
Yes.
22.
22 for Grizzop.
Did you roll a natural one? Yes,
natural
that
one
is what
for
I did.
Welcome to episode 100.
Yay!
14.
14 for Hamid.
9.
9 for Sasha. Can everyone give me another fort save, please?
Come on, 2 in a row.
That's the best kind of save.
Okay. Ha! Just so you know, that first one was actually 10 because I have 9 in total anyway.
I'll put a 0 in brackets on that side.
28 for my second one.
28 for Grizzop.
18 for my second one.
18.
15.
26. 26, goodness me.
Paladins.
They're the worst.
Yeah, my first one was terrible, so, you know, I'll have a slight limp.
So. Okay, Grizzop.
Hello.
I mean...
What would you like your new character to be called? Okay, right. So,
first... Already got two.
Oh, yeah, I'll just dip into your massive backlog of characters, shall we?
Zolf's coming back.
Oh, you know what? You wake up looking into the face of both Zolf and your other character, Chelvar.
Yeah, I was getting there.
Yeah, right. No, you weren't.
Hello, Grizzop. You're right.
I'm so here for this episode.
So, Grizzop, you awake. You awake to basically pandemonium.
But like good pandemonium, right?
You have no idea at this stage.
Yeah, like a festival of pandas.
Give me a perception check.
Okay. Oh, nat 20.
Yeah. Natural 20.
Yeah.
So.
You work out the entire situation instantly.
Longitude and latitude is. So you awake immediately surrounded by other people's feet. And
I've deduced I'm on the floor.
Yeah, shocker. Quickly you stand and have a look and you find yourself smack in the middle of a pitched battle between the Aphrodite lot that Azu saw on their way and what seem to be the remnants of both blokes and all lads. The battle appears to have turned in your favour. However, no one's paying attention to you and it's literally a pitched battle in the middle of Cairo.
Do I have my bow?
Your bow is basically beside you. You can pick it up, yes.
I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to move narratively, but I'm going to start shooting lads and or blokes looking for the rest of the party.
That's fine. Give me a perception check.
Bah, 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 bah. That is an 18.
An 18? Great. I will return to you, Grizzop. Azu.
Yes.
You come to. Everything seems dark at first. Give me a perception check.
Is it night or do you have a hat on?
I also,
place your bets.
I also roll a natural 20.
Ballad in.
Yep. You roll onto your back.
Oh, good.
And find yourself surrounded by blokes and or lads.
Mm-hmm.
They are currently basically just all over, and they seem to be patting you down as if looking for something. Shocker.
Hmm.
You hear the sounds of pitched battle all around you. You have one round before I jump onto other players. What do you do as your immediate thing?
I check for the Heart of Aphrodite.
Okay. Hmm. I'm assuming you'd like to do so in a way that they can't immediately see you go, yep, there it is.
I pat myself down. So
while being patted down by all of the blokes and
I hope they don't notice my hands.
It's a pat race.
Okay, can you give me a sleight of hand to try and
pat
yourself down?
The fate of the world rests on this pat down.
This is going to be a terrible
19 Ooh. In the jelly baby.
You successfully managed to pat yourself down in such a way that the people surrounding you patting you down don't notice. They failed their perception check really quite poorly.
Do I find the Heart of Aphrodite?
I'll return to you.
No!
Hamid.
Hi.
You awake to the sound of a distant pitched battle.
Oh dear.
You give me a perception check.
15.
Somehow, you've no idea how, you seem to have been thrown right clear of the fight and are basically buried in a shop window, more or less. You are covered in mannequins and, in fact, on closer inspection, you realise you're in a haberdashery. There are just hats everywhere and you are just covered in hats. That's currently your thing. There is a massive pitched battle happening about 50 yards, whatever, away from you, just laid out in front of you.
Cool.
He gradually stands up, looks at this incredible scene through the window and has about 7 hats on top of his head.
And each one looking more stylish than the last.
I just love the idea of what happened to get you there, which is a bloke grabbing you, going, hot, 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 no, and throwing you away.
Maybe.
Is there an area in the battle where there are only enemies and no allies?
You cannot tell. There is a very clear, like, the Aphrodite lot are clearly chasing off the blokes and all lads.
Can I see anyone else from the party?
Give me a perception check.
19.
Yes. You see Grizzop right in the middle where the two sets are fighting one another. Just going to town.
I cast Magic Missile.
Okay.
Grizzop.
Finally, my opportunity.
One missile each at the three people closest to Grizzop.
Okay, one sec. I'm just checking something quickly. Okay, Grizzop.
Hello.
From your perspective, you know, pew pew, you're having a look around, Bertie McGrew, and as you're sort of drawing your bow for a shot, the person that you're aiming at keels over. As you look around, like,
wow,
what's
I'm
that?
Good.
The other one keels over. And then the third one gets hit in the face by something and is still standing, but immediately front of you.
I'll shoot him in the chest. And so, as he falls, I'll see Hamid in the opening that's created.
Yes, you will.
Throw him a wink and a thumbs up.
Can you give me an attack roll for this one person, however?
Sure. Yes. 20, where's 26? 27.
Sorry. I already rolled earlier to see what his health is. Yeah.
I thought the lad bloke was probably not going to be.
Lad bloke is down. That's fine. And yes, as the crowd parts, you have a moment of eye contact with Hamid. Hamid with Grizzop.
Nice one.
You both look awful.
I tip my hat.
Which
one? Plural, yeah.
I don't comment on Hamid's looks.
Of course.
More important things.
To be more specific, you both look like you have been absolutely beaten up, woken up, then beaten up again. You look awful.
That's a good point. We were sort of dragged off. Do I still have the 4 hit points that I had when I sort of went down, or are we on 1 hit point?
One.
Okay. So I haven't taken any damage when your stupid spell.
One.
Right.
I was on 5 hit points.
One.
What?
I mean, if it's good, I know.
Sasha.
Good noises going on here. Answer them.
Give me a perception check.
So I do wake up.
Did I say that?
Well, she can't roll a perception check if she's not awake.
You're in the land of the dead.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. 23.
So you see only bones. No. So,
it made one of my other characters very happy.
You come to the sword and spear points of three Aphrodite paladins, all basically guarding you with weapons pointed at your face.
Oh dear. Judgy McJudge. Right.
So, what I am happy to do is focus on you for a bit, Azu, if I may, due to the fact that you have the heart. Spoilers.
Yeah, right, go on then, fine.
Azu. Yes. You are currently surrounded by people and you are the furthest from the Aphrodite lot. You have realised you do have the heart of Aphrodite.
Good.
It is, I believe you placed it upon your neck and buried beneath your armour.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still there. It's almost like they don't even really know what they're looking for. They are just like checking the soles of your feet. They're just checking randomly, and as it is, a couple of them peel off.
Looking
and just,
in my nose.
A couple of them peel off and just leg it, and it's clear that you're dealing with a bunch of people who are about to just begin legging it, really.
I am going to try and intimidate them.
Okay, give me...
Intimidate their backs.
Give me an intimidate check.
Only a few have run away. There are still people around me.
There's still people around you, yeah.
The patters.
Yes, I'm going to intimidate the patters.
I'm just going to check. I've got a 7 in intimidate over there.
Well, that's an 8.
Eight. It's almost like
That was a natural one.
It's almost like lying on your back.
In fact, some of them gain confidence.
Blow. Blow. Continue to pat.
Seems like my plans have gone awry. They notice you as you sort of grab... In fact, how would you attempt to intimidate them?
So, Azu intends to sort of rise up.
That's
like,
as far as you get. They knock you out. These things happen.
I'm still scanning the crowd for other members of the party.
Can I get everyone in initiative order, please?
10. 15.
Mm-hmm. 12.
Mm-hmm.
Do I add anything to this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Minus one.
No, it's like
so
four.
No.
No, you do not.
Do you add anything? Sort of.
Why is this happening?
It's based on your dex.
I've got bad dex.
You never thought you'd need it. You were wrong.
Hamid,
you're up. Basically, the fight is unfolding. You have managed to sort of help Grizzop.
Grizzop seems fine. Can I see Sasha or Azu?
Sasha, you cannot see. Azu, you cannot see. Grizzop's currently the only one that you can see. But you do have a clear memory of basically the carriage being overwhelmed, and you have a solid guess that Azu is somewhere amongst the enemy rather than friends.
Please help me.
Is the carriage still surrounded?
So the carriage is where the sort of pitched battle is happening, but it's definitely the carriage has sort of fallen to the Aphrodite lot. Fallen, is it? Has been gained by the Aphrodite lot?
I would like to scamper through the crowd and try and climb back up on the carriage for a better vantage point.
Okay. Rather than having to deal with all this other nonsense because no one's really paying attention to you, can I get a single reflex save to just sum up making it without incident?
15.
Yeah, you manage to make it to the carriage and climb upon it without anyone particularly targeting you. It's very clear that the second that you were knocked out, everyone basically has just discounted you entirely.
Yeah. Seems fair. So I'm just going to get up on top of the carriage and start looking around, trying to spot Sasha and Azu, but I'm going to assume that's going to take me the rest of the turn.
Give me a perception check and then I will say what you see at the start of the next turn.
15 again.
15? Okay, great. In which case then, Grizzop, you're up. You, for free, you see Hamid climb up on top of the carriage. Like, he's there and having a peer around.
Cool. So I know where Hamid is. So I go off looking for Azu and Sasha by sort of, like, trying to thread my way through the fight. And I also lay on hands myself.
Okay.
Because I'm beat up.
Roll me the lay on hands first.
Cool. I can't spend multiple in a single turn, can I?
No.
No, that's fifth, isn't it?
Yep. It's madness is what it is. True madness.
Cool. If I was fatigued, I'm not, and I gain 4 hit points.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm also going to try and move through the crowd. So I will try, because I know I'm very low on hit points, to move defensively. I don't know if I can, like, move and take a like acrobatics check?
You can, if you sacrifice your standard action, you can. There's something called defensive stance, which gives you plus two to AC. Wait, and then you still have a move action, but I don't know if you're
lay on hands
is taking
it. I'm playing very loose and fast with this because the like pitched battle rules get a bit wonky in Pathfinder.
I would like to move through the crowd, not get punched in the face, and knocked out again.
That's right. Tell me what you want. You want to not get knocked out?
Yeah,
okay, I can factor that into my calculations. Can you do me a favor? Tell me where you're heading, like what your intent is. Is it just go around randomly in the hopes of finding?
Sort of. Like, can I see any holes in the battlefield where people are moving around a body?
You can see two clumps, one heavy in enemy and another heavy in friends.
I'll go for the heavy enemy clump because people, that's first going to be more in danger.
Give me a reflex save.
I'll say that.
Oh, dear. 12.
12? Insufficient.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm still going to hit my AC.
Okay, let me check something else. Yeah, it's fine. Unfortunately,
it didn't hit a 21 there, did we?
You managed to basically attract the attention of a bunch of people who then proceeded to just fail to attack you. So you now have a following in the bad way. You have a bad following. But you find yourself basically catching up and right beside Azu, unconscious, as yet more blokes and lads are basically like taking her weapons, trying to take her armor, and just effectively stripping her down until they find the heart of Aphrodite.
Okay, cool. Well, that's my action.
Yep. Sasha.
Oh, dear.
You are up, surrounded by Aphrodite lot.
Down.
Sorry, yes, you are currently face up.
Did we cover whether I am on one?
You are on one hit point.
Right, okay. All right. Awkwardly. And obviously, they want me to stay down.
So it's you basically, your turn of just looking up, seeing people going, ah, I'm going to have to do Hamid's turn again?
Yeah.
So Hamid, you can see Azu is swamped by enemies with Grizzop running to help. And you also see Sasha is surrounded by friends? Question mark?
Well, they're priests of Aphrodite. They're certainly friends.
The battle seems to be very much turning in favour of the Aphrodite. Team Aphro. But
yes.
But nonetheless, currently you have a decision to make.
I run over to Sasha and I go,
Azu needs help over there. Why are you standing around Sasha? They brought an undead creature to the fight. Sasha is our friend. Go and help Azu. Give me a persuade check.
You mean diplomacy? I
assume. Yes, I do. It's been a very fifth ed kind of month.
31.
Ooh.
Yeah, they all.
Sorry, boss. Yes, boss.
I'm very persuasive.
Well, also, I mean, you guys do sort of have a reputation. It doesn't come up positively that often because you tend to associate with terrible people. But yeah, they leg it off to help out Azu.
In any way, I assume you're getting bonuses for being famous in Cairo.
That's true.
Yep. So, Hamid, you have a single speech turn each. Hamid and Sasha, you've managed to see each other.
You're right.
No.
Okay, cool. Grizzop.
Okay, cool.
There are three people still surrounding Azu. And you see that basically everyone else at this stage is legging it away.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from one person. Give me a perception check. That's a lot this turn.
That is a 23.
You see there's a single figure who is stood amongst the sort of routing cowled figures. By the way, like as they're routing, some of their cowls have fallen off. Yeah, it's both mostly lads and blokes. But there's a single cowled figure who is stood perfectly still, watching at a slight distance, and isn't retreating, but neither advancing, just kind of there amidst the retreat.
Sure. That's good, but the priority right now is making sure Azu doesn't have the heart of Aphrodite stolen.
Sure.
So I am going to sort of sneak my hand between the lads and lay on hands.
Lads, poke!
Yeah, and just lay on hands, Azu, surreptitiously.
Can I have a stealth rather than sleight of hand check?
That's a natural 20.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. And then lay on hands.
It's been all extreme.
It really has, yeah. Azu, you are no longer fatigued if you are, and you get 6 hit points back.
Cool. I am now on 7 hit points.
Nope.
Six.
You're on 6 hit points.
Because you went back down to 0.
They knocked you out again.
Oh, what?
Well, you woke up surrounded by enemies and went, I'll get you, bang. And I'll tell you what, if the first thing you do is yell, I'll get you, I might do it to you again.
Though she might survive this time.
Yeah, no.
A decent right? is worth of damage.
Fine.
That leads us flawlessly on to Sasha. You are up. As by which I mean, it is your turn.
Yeah, I suppose it should. As opposed to,
yeah, you're still very much lay on the ground feeling terrible.
Are they still pointing spears at her?
Very much no.
Oh.
Hamid is quite the force of personality when he wants to be.
Okay, well she crawls.
I'll offer you a hand if you want to stand up.
She crawls to her feet.
Okay.
Can't even heal, can I? It's just going to feel this awful forever. All right, let's go stab some things.
Do you take any action?
Towards the fight.
Towards the fight, yep.
Azu, slowly.
You find yourself awake again, with the last memory being waking up and then immediately sent back to sleep.
But there is a little hand clutching your ankle. Attached to Grizzop.
It's a bit clammy.
What? He is not clammy. Thank you.
Scaly.
No. They just have skin.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think. Well,
goblins were scaly.
Okay.
They don't look like the art.
Okay.
A discussion.
Depends how much you moisturise, I guess.
Yes.
For another time when Azu might not be getting knocked out yet again.
Okay, so what can I see?
You can see 3 people who are currently still trying to search you. Your axe has been kicked away from you. And a small Grizzop who's basically...
You mean they loosened some of the strapping on your armour?
Yeah, they've maybe gotten, like, one of your straps has come undone on your armour and they've, like, torn one of your sleeves off and stuff. They are just looking randomly.
I'd really like the fact that the last time this happened to an armoured person in this campaign, it was because of a horny duchess.
Oh, yeah!
The times they are a change.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
Really annoyed.
I get that.
I want to climb to my feet and sort of roar at them to be like,
intimidate them again.
Yeah, basically. I just want to go,
empowered. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you rise your feet full. Okay, 2 of them start to try and hit you and just like, bugger this, and just leg it. They just run.
Good.
The last one gets a full jaw smack on you, bare-fisted, dealing 5 damage.
Oh!
Yes!
What do you mean, yes?
Because I healed you for 6 hit points.
Mm-hmm. However, guess who's now stood up and capable of cleaving should they wish.
Ooh,
you're not holding a weapon, though.
Yeah. They kicked my
Can you cleave with fists?
No.
I don't think you can you?
Massive.
I'm afraid you would have to go get your weapon, or you could just try and beat someone.
I'm only on 1 hit point.
Yes, you are. You can get knocked down again.
But you're standing next to a healer.
You are a healer.
Yeah. Heal, physician.
Paladin, heal myself.
I think I'm going to have to do that because I'm not stupid.
So in the middle of the crowded fight, you lay hands on yourself.
Yes. How do I do that?
So it's +2d6 healing. You do it automatically and you probably have a mercy effect.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, thank you.
There you go.
Oh, that's 10.
Roll better than me.
Yes, yes it is.
Yay.
You immediately heal yourself for 10.
Fantastic.
Okay, at this stage, I'm probably going to just drop us all out of initiative order because it's mostly NPCs fighting one another and it's you're just all going
to
be sat there watching.
I wanted to burn the hooded figure's face off.
You will do no such thing because they are too busy fleeing from you. So what happens is, yeah, the morale of the blokes and or lads, God, I can't believe that stuck, basically breaks.
Is Figgis there?
Figgis, you don't know, because they're all wearing cowls. So they all flee and...
It's just all Simon cowls.
All of the Church of Aphrodite are in hot pursuit Not a single one of them stays on the street. They are all heading off chasing them. Grizzop, you have that sinister figure who stood amongst the retreat. There's that gloriously wonderful moment where all of the cowled figures run, and in a brief moment of one running between you and the figure's gone.
I'm really glad that magic exists in this world, otherwise that would be a really confusing trunk.
And all that's left is the four of you on the street, surrounded by a significant number of bloke and or lad bodies and a few Aphrodite bodies.
Oh no.
And you just look at one another in the middle of this effectively deserted street and look terrible. Just the worst.
Shall we go to the temple?
Yeah, but best to just walk from here, I think. Yeah.
Yes, please. Sasha?
Give it a shot.
And I'll take a depressing break there.
Yay!
Hooray!
Episode 100! Woo!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. So, you all head to the Temple of Aphrodite.
Do we make it?
Everyone give me a force. No. You do make it. You do make it. You are sort of picking your way across all of the just battered remains of both sides. And
Can I just ask, were the blokes in cap? Do they look evil, or do they look like townsfolk that got mind controlled?
Are you taking the time to look?
I mean, Sasha's dragging her feet and staring at the floor. So
you see a bunch of people in cowls, unless you want to search further.
No, I guess maybe she should focus on getting made alive.
We'll probably check on, if there are Aphrodite people around, we might check to see if they're still alive and what we can do to help them.
Okay.
Do I still have the Heart of Aphrodite?
You do.
Oh, okay. I just realised I hadn't checked.
It hangs round your neck where it was placed, covered by the half-removed, lightly dented, but already repairing itself armour, because magic's the best sometimes.
And then I think as we go, I'm going to start like strapping myself back up again. I do not like to be indecent.
In terms of...
I mean, I hope you're wearing clothes under your right. Different strokes for different folks.
Extremely cold metallic stroke sometimes. So when it comes to the Aphrodite lot, basically every single one appears to be just unconscious rather than killed. It looks like every single one was, to the rest of you, knocked out, and the second they were knocked out, immediately they moved on to knocking out other people.
So these cowled, the blokes and lads were only capable of non-lethal damage. I mean, that's kind of sweet.
They were just using their fists, then they only deal non-lethal damage,
pound,
technically.
Pound, pound, pound.
They clearly didn't have any training or anything.
How many Aphrodite people are down?
There's about 10 total who are down.
I get 5 of them up.
Well, no, we can do a pyramid scheme. If they're Aphrodite, they'll be healers. So you get one up, that person gets 2 up, and then those two get...
Actually, no. I check the lad blokes. Are they dead?
Some of them are. Some of them are... but basically unconscious as well. There's about 40 of them just lay around the place.
Cool. I'm going to do a quick sweep and finish off any of the groaning.
Whoa!
Mind controlled townspeople would get murdered.
We don't know that. You've made an assumption out of character.
Why are you? You don't need to kill them. They're down. They're down already.
Yeah, but they attacked us, so you know.
Yes, but they're not posing a threat right now. We need to get into the temple.
Okay, I was gonna get everyone up with a wave of healing energy, and I didn't want these guys to get up as well. So I mean, you could drag them away if you want to, but this is much quicker.
Please do not murder them.
They
while they're unconscious.
Says to Hamid, "Well, these paladins are brutaler than I thought." Goody two shoes.
All right, fine.
I'll get five of them up with individual lay on hands.
How fractionally less efficient. Yeah, you immediately.
It's a lot less efficient. All of them with two. That's a more than 100% increase in efficiency.
You know what?
Pyramid scheme.
So, you managed to, yes, successfully and easily get, was it five, did you say, individually?
Yeah, I got five.
Yeah, they immediately set about reviving the rest of the Aphrodite lot, and very quickly they're basically tying up and collecting up the remains of the blokes and all lads.
That's what you do. You take them into custody.
What?
You're going to execute them. They hadn't even stood a trial or anything.
They tried to murder us. It was a fight. They lost. They suffer the consequences.
But things are complicated here.
What?
Well, there was some mind control going on with the thieves. They weren't very...
Oh, all right.
These people weren't very efficient.
That's a good point. Fine, yeah. All right, maybe.
In the middle of an urban, post-battle sprawl.
A discussion of morality is what paladins do.
It's what we're about, fighting in philosophy.
Hamid is very pointedly not getting involved in the discussion.
Remind me not to anger you, Grizzop.
What? So you're going to try and murder me? But no, fine. You got a good point about the mind control.
One of the Aphrodite lot that has been revived by one of the other Aphrodite lot runs over wearing clerical regalia that's of a higher station than most of the paladins and so on. She runs over and is stood kind of slightly battle weary in front of you all going, "Do you have the heart? Is it with you?"
"Yes, it's
Why are you on the street? Get in the temple."
We were on a... Okay.
Get in the temple now!
Oh, yeah, no, sorry for healing you.
And I'll stomp off to the temple.
Azu hustles away in the way that, you know, a private would when yes.
Do you make your way to the temple, or are we taking any other diversions? There's still time. Get a quick frozen yogurt or something.
Oh my god, they have froyo.
See, now in the time between the last episode recorded and now, I've watched all of The Good Place. So yeah. I get that.
So
why would you bring up frozen yogurt in such a hot room though?
Oh, just,
and we're in Cairo in the desert, like it's gonna be hot there too.
Froyo would be amazing.
You make it to the Temple of Aphrodite.
Hooray!
Froyo for everyone!
Is there froyo there? Has was his face? You know,
Aaron.
The elf. Has Aaron got froyo?
I want you to know.
Froyo for show, mofo.
I think you might have broken.
Never do that again!
Like, you're the one who puts in this hot room and then mentions cold comestibles.
This isn't helping my headache. And Alex looks like he has a worse one.
Prep. I had plans.
Oh, anyway, we get to the temple. What's happening, Alex? Come on, pick up the pace. Come on. No time to waste. We've got a story to tell.
Just let me write a quick note.
Helen, you can read the note. Right?
No,
he's
written kill Ben, not kill Grizzop. So I am just going to see you guys later.
So, just be careful about the froyo you accept.
So, you all make it into the Temple of Aphrodite.
Woo!
And the first thing that becomes apparent is basically anyone with any magical ability is out on the streets right now in that fight. You are left with sort of clerical staff of the boring admin kind.
Administrative staff.
Administrative
clerical staff.
Clerical
staff is a terrible term in this
administrative
world.
Administrative staff.
But what if there was a clerical clerk? I'd stop.
They see you come in and immediately usher you into the equivalent of an A&E, like a side room, and start ministering to you. Unfortunately,
do you have any healing potions?
I was about to say, unfortunately, it's potion only, but that'll be good enough. However, what's that? All of you get a scar. I think you do. In this game, if you get hit to 0 hit points, you get a scar. What's that, Azu? You did it twice in one round?
Two scars.
Ooh, they can be matching.
What do we think?
I've got a broken nose. They punched us.
Oh, your goblin-y nose has gone crooked.
I mean, I might be able to reset it, but... Oh. Oh, wait, no, mechanically I'm not allowed to. Yeah, I've got a broken nose.
Oh, broken goblin nose. Hamid?
Probably some small scars on my back from where I was thrown through the shop window.
Oh.
But clearly not visible in any outfit Hamid ever wears.
How important.
I feel like that's power gaming.
Sasha?
I'll go lose a leg.
Trying to work out what she hasn't already got.
Where have you got left to add a scar to?
Because, I mean, she can't lose any more fingers. Her face already has burns on.
How about some good leg damage? I don't think you've had any leg damage yet.
I mean, we could. I don't think that she'd work mechanically if she got a limp. Maybe she loses a tooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll allow that.
Non-mechanical, but obvious.
And Azu, you got two to deal with.
Ooh, going to make myself look badass then. I have got a broken tusk.
No!
Oh! And you know how when, like, I've got, like, someone kicked me in the temples and I have a scar near my eyebrow?
Yes.
Through my eyebrow, like in a boy band.
Oh my god, so you LOL OMG would be such a good boy band.
Have you turned from the lovely one to the rebellious one?
Yeah, the one I always had a crush on, yeah.
So, yes, you are all ministered to with healing potions. However, they all very delicately point out that you're only all going to be getting one each until they know just how bad the situation is.
So, Sasha gives her healing potion to Hamid, I guess, since he's smallest.
They literally just give you some potions, go, we'll give you some more healing in a second, we've got
you
stuff
available.
You don't
happen to have some potions of inflict wounds, do you?
They
about
sort of look at one
in
another.
A cupboard.
We could have a look, I mean...
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
So...
Cool.
They head off and in 3 minutes, because why not... They come back with a potion of inflict runes and kind of tentatively hand it to you.
Thanks. That'll do it.
Will it?
Yep.
Are you sure?
90% sure.
Well, then I might not do it then, because if I get damaged by it, we don't know what would help.
Well, it's there just in case for an emergency, you know.
Seems a bit more complicated when the necromancers did it. I don't think I've had a potion and it's helped me since. I think the last time I got...
You haven't, it's always been clerics.
Yeah, we've assumed they would, but we don't actually know for sure.
It would make sense that negative energy would heal you if positive energy doesn't. But
I mean, that's probably what the necromancers use. Is the potion the same as that?
Yeah, I think it's just negative energy as opposed to positive energy, right?
Look, we're here now. I don't think anything else is going to hurt
us. Well, in which case, sit back and just... relax.
How much of a lich does she look? Because apparently she's obviously an undead monster to Aphrodite people that have never seen her before.
Like, well, at the risk of
metagaming, they might have been just doing detect undead.
All of them can detect undead.
Ah, right.
All of them.
So it may not be a visual thing, might just be a spell thing.
Well, maybe she shouldn't lose her tooth, because now I'd have to talk with a lich.
It depends which tooth you lose.
Yeah.
Oh, lost a molar.
I mean, I've lost four teeth and I don't talk weird at all.
Got banged in the side of the head. Yeah, it's obvious when she smiles, but it's not a front tooth.
Did you lose them from a punch party or surgery?
You don't know.
It's wisdom teeth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I have loads. Anyway.
Too many. So many spare teeth crawling out of my face.
So, I am going...
I drink some potions. I'm fine.
I am, unless anyone says otherwise, going to accelerate time because a lot of stuff has to happen and none of you are in any fit state to really do much.
So how do I figure out how much I heal?
Was only if we actually spend the entire night and
Allow me to accelerate and it will become readily apparent.
Sure.
Yeah, so we won't need the potion healing, actually. Okay, cool.
So, accelerating time. Eventually... Aphrodite, clerics and paladins start filtering in through the front doors. Sometimes they have people in custody and they lead them deeper in. Azu, you know that they have some basic like padded cells and so on, but mostly for like restraining temporarily, not like dungeons or anything like that. But yeah, some of them are bringing in restrained Some of them are just coming in, sort of swapping jovially, kind of, oh, I really did good there, didn't I? Oh, yes, sir. But for the most part, it's people just sort of filtering in, healing up, and getting back to hospitaling just with an even busier day. Eventually, also, Erin Fairhands asks to see all of you in his office, as he did previously.
Oh, thank God. Okay. We would go,
yep.
I guess.
Trudge
yeah.
over, yep.
So, heading in. Erin Fairhands is just signing a document and the paladin heads out. He looks like he actually got his hands dirty for once, like, you know, scuffed and got in a bit of a tussle, so he doesn't
I've
look like he just
sat out. Never seen him like this before.
No one has.
Wow. This is perfect fringe, slightly off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, like his big coiffed hair is kind of flat on his head and he's having to brush it out and he's covered in dirt. He doesn't appear to be wounded, but, you know, best healer in the world doesn't. It's not a great shock, necessarily.
How embarrassing for him. Hamid looks immaculate.
So Erin sees you all enter, gestures for you to close the door, sorry. So, Azu, quite the day. Please tell me that you have the heart of Aphrodite.
I do! And she presents it.
Oh... This is the point where it turns out he was evil all along.
Phenomenal cosmic power. No.
Oh. I was sort of expecting
Erin evil
that.
Hands. Yeah.
Like the little bit of tape that's covered their name tag on the door falls off.
He takes his gloves off to remove sharp, pointed fingers.
So Erin holds the heart of Aphrodite and holds it up to the light and it sort of spins around and it fills the room with a sort of pinkish glow.
Oh, that's nice. Like a lava lamp.
It's kind of like a... yeah, you know what? Yeah. And holds it up, examines it, and then sort of stands there and takes a moment. He's concentrating on it. It gives a sort of faint pinkish glow for a moment and then... Yeah. And then it sort of recedes and returns to as it was. I really didn't think we'd get the chance of doing this. Right. Turns to Sasha. Are you ready to be healed, child of the light?
I'm just going to sort of, like, nonchalantly walk towards the back of the room where the door is. Sasha has been saying some really, like, things, so I'm, like, just sort of just wander over nonchalantly.
Sure.
What's the child of the... What? A child of what?
I'm pretty sure it's just a turn of phrase.
Right, okay.
We're all children of the light.
He was being like all Aphrodite.
More a shadowy person, really, generally.
Oh, I disagree. If that was the case, we wouldn't be about to do this procedure if you'd like to proceed.
I meant literally, not metaphorically.
Yeah, just get on with it.
Okay.
Not you, him. Sorry.
Fine. Okay, so I just stand here. She,
please.
Okay. She shuts her eyes.
He then takes
holds a dagger's the temp- comfort.
He then takes the heart of Aphrodite, and
someone
says,
cast guidance on him first.
I am
just
going to be
one.
Placing this over your neck. Is that okay?
Flinches, but still allows him to do it.
Then places the heart of Aphrodite over your neck rather than over his own or anything like that. Now this will take a couple of moments. Please, none of you interfere. He briefly turns away from Sasha. This is an incredibly delicate procedure. And as Sasha disappears...
Whoa!
Wait, what?
Like, bonk, gone.
Has he got
the
his
fair hand has no idea and is continuing talking. No, please.
She's gone! Look, turn around!
I just cast Detect Magic.
Okay. There is the residual lingering effects of... Looks to be a teleport. A baleful teleport, maybe?
What?
She's gone! She's gone! Turn around! She's disappeared!
Erin turns around. Oh.
What did you do?
Was that meant to happen?
Someone's cast teleport on Sasha.
I don't...
What?
But there's only us here.
How?
Oh, no. I'm going to cut to Sasha.
Oh, dear.
See, we knew nothing nice could happen.
She's got her eyes shut and she's holding her dagger.
She hasn't realised.
No. Sasha, give me a perception check.
She's got her eyes shut.
Yeah, give me a
daggers.
Perception check.
That is 18.
Okay. It's gone very quiet.
Well, they would be respectful, wouldn't they? They are caring friends.
And now that you're concentrating, it sounds like like it's going, like you're outside or something, like a wind's picking up. It might be part of the ritual, it's you don't know.
Probably part of the ritual.
You feel yourself getting really cold. Really, really cold.
Oh, this is probably part of the process.
And you feel some dampness on your cheeks.
It's a weird process, but it's
and then
part
you
the
hear
process.
The cry of some distant eagles.
Oh no, no!
Okay, this is getting weird. But I'm sure that's part of the spell.
How long are you willing to stand in the cold?
Like, a good minute or two.
A minute or two passes.
Right.
Opens other things, one there's eye. The faint smell of pine.
Okay, right, this is getting very strange.
So convinced you've been teleported like hundreds of feet into the air. Because it was moist because of clouds, cold and windy. Like,
no, that'd be madness.
So when he pointed up, I was like, if Alex, she's in heaven, then that's not so bad.
Alex genuinely was there like, that'd be madness. And there was such just a twitch of like, that would have been better. Anyway, it opens one eye very carefully.
You find yourself on top of a mountain.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You like, have...
Wait, that though, also in Sasha's voice... For goodness sake.
You have no idea where you are. And by a mountain, I don't mean sort of like, you know, kind of stuff. We're talking like maybe top of the Alps or something. There is blisteringly cold wind. There is snow. You can see there's a tree line way below you.
As an undead, does the cold hurt?
No. It doesn't seem to be bothering you. Pretty like, cool. You sense that it is cold, but you're not like, and my fingers are falling off.
Could get used to this.
It's refreshingly quiet.
Oh, that's nice.
And looking down out over this massive splayed out vista, it's both beautiful, like with the sun is just sort of reaching its peak and it's spraying like god rays all over the landscape.
It's quiet
for the first time that you've had in like actual quiet.
Definitely dead.
Give me another perception check.
Pretty sure I'm dead. That is 24.
So you're having a look at this landscape, and then you turn and realise you're not actually at the very, very top.
Purgatory.
There is another peak that's only like a short walk above you, and it seems to have a very easily mountable path.
Definitely dead.
And you see a pair of figures stood upon the mountaintop, looking down upon you. They are very familiar and kind of gnomish looking for stature.
I suppose gnomes do welcome people into flaming poo dimension, so why wouldn't they welcome you into heaven as well?
Do you head up?
It's quite nice being dead. This is nice. I'll just look at the sunset, I think, and then slowly walk over.
So gently ambling over.
I mean, it is Sasha, so she walks out with daggers drawn.
Of course. Drawing near becomes...
You don't want to get surprised.
No, even no, it's in just death. Fair.
Heaven, if you were going to mount a surprise attack on someone, it's the last place that expects.
It might be one of the challenges. You know, it's one of those things Sasha's always sort of believed that, you know, there's maybe an afterlife. But, like, she hasn't picked...
You'd have to fight your way in.
She hasn't picked a specific god,
you
know.
It's like gladiators.
Yeah.
Got on a travelator? It'd be great.
Makes total sense.
As you approach, it becomes immediately apparent to you that they are Bertie's lawyers.
What? Right. Okay, well, that, I'm sure, makes sense. Hi. How is this heaven?
Greetings, Sasha.
Or
thank you for joining us.
Purgatory? I probably didn't really... I mean, I did a lot of things. Some of them were good, though.
For the first time you've ever seen it, they look a little bit awkward.
Am I...
We're not quite sure what you mean, Sasha.
So obviously I'm dead, right? The ritual went wrong, or it was all...
The gnomes look at one another. Another thing you've never seen them do before, then look back.
It was all...
There may have been a miscommunication.
Well, am I being sent to the wrong... I mean, if you want to send me to heaven, that's
good,
that's fine.
You requested to be present at the final execution of Sir Bertrand McGuffingham's will?
Alex. Is she back in time?
So they pull out the full... size to Bertram McGuffingham bastard sword from their inner pocket.
Look, if this is some kind of final challenge before I get accepted into whatever afterlife, I'd rather do it with short blades than a long one.
We apologise for the inconvenience. If you'll just bear with us.
I know that you're trying to be generous, giving me a good blade for it.
Please,
but honestly,
step forward.
I'm better with two short blades than
from
I am
on the far
one.
Side of this peak. A figure starts to approach. There was no way you could have seen them. They were on the other side of the peak, and they start walking up. The sun is glowing behind them, and they are outlined in light. You're not entirely
Bertie,
sure who it
though?
Is. I mean, it looks Bertie-esque. They have a rippling physique, humanoid. And they're stepping forward, and you see a glint of gold on their forehead. Sort of shining from the light.
Look, I did some bad things, but I cannot be in the same afterlife as Bertie. That is not right.
They step forward.
All right, I want a re-reading.
It's almost certainly Bertie.
This is not fair.
Wait,
and look.
Wait, no, it's not. Oh, no. No, it's not Bertie.
Is it the spirit of the sword?
You know what it looks like?
Is it Brute or in a suit?
Maybe.
Oh, you monster!
He pugmired him. He already pugmired Beauth Brutal.
The figure steps forward.
Why are you like this?
And they step out from the outshining light, and you can see the weirdest moment you've ever had of it's Brutal's face on basically like a slightly furry version of Bertie's body.
Is this why you lent Blacksad to Lydia?
Wearing a golden sort of wreath around his head.
Hello, Sasha.
Right, this is not what I expected.
I'm really sorry, she's a bit awkward.
Yeah, it is. Like, is there, like, endless lobster? Because I always thought that maybe if I did good in the world, I'd get, like, a good snack. But, I mean, you're better than Bertie, I guess. It's a, like...
Presumably, Brutal looks a little bit confused and looks to the lawyers who look back and they all look at you.
What do you think's happening here?
Pretty sure I'm dead. That's been what's kind of happening for quite a while. In fact, I've been dead a while.
The lawyer stepped forward. Pursuant to the final execution of the will of Sir Bertrand McGuffingham.
Oh.
Please kneel.
What, me?
Brutor kneels.
Sasha kneels as well.
We dub thee Sir Brutor McGuffingham with all of the legal ramifications therein. Oh. And they dub... Brutor in front of you. And then hand the sword over.
Right. Well, okay. There we go. So, wait.
Brutor stands there, thrusts the sword into the air, gives a big cry that echoes over the mountains.
From the distance you hear,
Brutor!
Wait.
The lawyers then turn to you. Thank you for your cooperation.
Oh, no.
You immediately disappear. And Sasha returns.
Wait, where did you go?
She's back!
Aaron turns round. What did you see, my child? What happened?
Where did you go?
What did that to you?
Did Aphrodite abduct you?
Did you see Aphrodite?
Okay, unless Aphrodite is a dog with a sword. Then no.
I'm gonna end the episode.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Right.
It's a special little treat for all of you there.
Fair enough. You are
the worst.
Yep.
Just the worst.
Impressed and angry.
I no longer respect your craft.
Happy episode 100.
Yes.
Woo!
Bye guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
gaming podcast 100.
Say we've been doing this for so long. Release us.
We could have become a master at a new skill in the amount of time it's taken us to record these. Think about man. That.
So many things I could have done. I want to build a boat. Could have built a boat.
I mean, I've mastered several new skills quietly in the corner.
So, I'm Alex Newell, and with me today I
Why
have...
Why can I only think of filthy options?
Because of the way he looked at everyone.
I don't... What?
That's one thing you need to know about Bryn. Innocent was, voice, filthy eyes.
It was a sneaky...
I just haven't cleaned my glasses in a while, guys.
It's good to know that 100 episodes in and I still can't make anything go.
I have no memory of the fact Good. That I said...
Keep going. Okay.
They just transported you to where the dog is so the dog could get the sword.
Oh, Alex.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you are horrible, horrible genius.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.